This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Chanting for justice, thousands of protesters rallied in the streets of Spain and Italy Sunday, joining a wave of global demonstrations sparked by the death of George Floyd while in police custody. A video of the incident with the African American pleading for his life in Minneapolis, Minnesota, as a white police officer knelt on his neck for more than 8 minutes, has prompted angry rallies from London to New York. Protests happen even as countries continue to discourage large gatherings to curb the coronavirus pandemic. Several thousand people massed Sunday outside the U.S. Embassy in Madrid, repeating, "I cannot breathe," Floyd's last words as he was asphyxiated by the officer, and demanding racial justice. Rome's Piazza del Popolo also fell silent for 8 minutes, around the time Floyd was pinned down by the white officer, with thousands of people taking a knee in memory of Floyd, their fists in the air. More than 1,000 people, most wearing masks, also gathered Sunday at a Black Lives Matter demonstration near the U.S. Embassy in Budapest. Other demonstrations were planned during the day in Copenhagen, Brussels, Glasgow, and London, where a peaceful demonstration of thousands of people Saturday erupted into scuffles. Tens of thousands of protesters have rallied this week across the United States from New York and Washington to San Francisco. The officer, Derek Chauvin, has been charged with second-degree murder, and his three fellow officers were also arrested. Sunday, U.S. President Donald Trump ordered the withdrawal of National Guard troops from the streets of Washington, D.C. after days of protest over the police killing of George Floyd. He tweeted that he just gave the order to start the withdrawal process, quote, "now that everything is under perfect control," end quote. He added, quote, "they can return quickly if needed," end quote. From Washington, this is VOA News. Floyd's death came during a pandemic that has disproportionately affected Black people and ethnic minorities in global centers such as London and New York. The historic economic downturn triggered by the virus lockdowns has also statistically affected the poor and marginalized more. The world has surpassed another bleak COVID-19 milestone, now with more than 400,000 confirmed deaths from the virus. The U.S. still has the highest number of deaths at nearly 110,000. The number of global infections has surpassed 6.9 million, with the U.S. at the top in that category as well, with more than 1.9 million cases. Global health leaders are raising concern about how quickly Brazil has overtaken other countries. It now sits at number 2 for number of infections and number 3 in deaths. The hardest-hit U.S. state, New York, will speed up some parts of the state's reopening plan due to a huge drop in coronavirus deaths, as well as other encouraging numbers. Governor Andrew Cuomo says churches, mosques, and other religious buildings will be allowed to operate with 25% of their usual capacity once the region they're in reaches phase 2 of the state's reopening planning. New York City enters phase 1 Monday. The British government said Sunday it will reopen places of worship for private individual prayer June 15th as it continues to progressively ease coronavirus restrictions. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's office said services and worship groups will still be banned for the time being due to concern the virus spreads more quickly in enclosed spaces. Sunday, Pope Francis warned Italians not to let their guard down against coronavirus now that infection rates have fallen, and urged them to obey government rules on social distancing and wearing masks. Addressing several hundred people in St. Peter's Square for his Sunday blessing, the Pope reacted to applause that broke out when he said their presence, albeit reduced, was a sign that Italy had overcome the acute phase of the pandemic. Quote, "be careful, don't cry victory too soon," end quote, he cautioned them, departing from his prepared text. Italy has the fourth highest death toll in the world. Sunday, the city of New Delhi ordered many of its hospital beds to be reserved solely for residents of the Indian capital as the number of COVID-19 infections continue to surge. New Delhi alone has registered more than 10% of total cases. Typically, about 60 to 70% of patients admitted to hospitals in Delhi are people traveling from other states. Although COVID-19 cases are still rising, India is easing its lockdown rules. Monday, Delhi and several other Indian cities will open malls, restaurants, and religious places with strict social distancing rules. For more on these and other stories, please visit voanews.com or download our app. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.